Phew. What a day, right? I have no idea how we managed to survive keeping an eye on 20 12-year-olds with just the two of us. It's crazy to me that the other two chaperones bailed at the last minute. Lamos. Oh well, just proved that we don't need them. Everyone survived, including us. And it was so awesome that the hotel was able to refund us the cost of the other room for the ones who didn't show up. Exactly. That alone will almost cover the price of another trip. The kids will be ecstatic to be able to either travel farther or have something tasty to eat a bit closer to home. Oh. Sorry. I didn't mean to stop in front of you so suddenly like that. But I... Did you know about this? No? Of course not. There must have been some sort of mix-up at the front desk. Well, yeah. How else can you explain this? Well, we already got the refund for the second room, but now we have a different problem. What do you mean, what problem? I know for a fact that your eyesight is better than mine, Mr. Wolf. So there's really no need to be cute. Please. No, it's Scarlet, not Red. I know you've been calling me Red all day. The color of my hair has nothing to do with my name. I obviously wasn't born with it cherry red. It's just kind of a thing. And you know that me finding you at least moderately attractive has nothing to do with this, quite frankly, ridiculous situation we now find ourselves in. Mm-hmm. You're just going to keep ignoring it until I spell it out for you. Aren't you? Fine. Have it your way. I know that the hotel is completely booked, so we really don't have any other options at this point. So how are you and I going to deal with the fact that there is only one bed? Yeah, obviously you could sleep on the little couch in the living room area. However, you are entirely too big for that couch. And I mean your height and your stature. This isn't a jab at your weight. I would offer to take the couch instead. Since I am human and of reasonably average size. But it's really just a love seat, and even I would barely fit on it, much less comfortably. Well, I suppose there's really nothing to be done about it now. We're both adults after all. And it's a queen-size bed, so we'll both have plenty of room, right? Right. And at least I actually brought pajamas with me. Hmm? Oh, nothing. Don't worry about it. Do you mind if I hop in the shower, though? No, I'm not asking for your permission. I just wanted to ask in case you wanted to get in first. All right, then. On the off chance that you are asleep when I come back out, I prefer to sleep on the side closer to the wall. Doesn't make a huge difference, but it would be nice. Yeah, I'll bet you're as exhausted as I am. Potentially even more so since it was your class full of students and all. Well, if you're still awake when I come out, maybe we can chat a bit. And if not, then I will speak to you in the morning. So, preemptive sweet dreams. He's already asleep and sprawled out on the side of the bed I wanted to sleep on. Jerk. Whatever. I've dealt with much worse things before. Sweet dreams, Mr. Wolf. No, I'm not jealous. Sounds like the pot calling the kettle black to me. So warm. Your breath is tickling my ear. But that's okay. I like having you so close. What? Wait a minute. Where am I? Oh, that is definitely... hey. Mr. Wolf. Mr. Wolf. Mr. Wolf. Jesus, you're a heavy sleeper. Must be nice. No. Nothing's wrong, really. Aside from the fact that you seem to have cuddled right up against me while we were both asleep? It's about 2 a.m. if I'm reading the clock correctly, but I don't see what the time has to do with... But are you sure this is appropriate? I mean, I'm not married or seeing anyone, and I know you aren't either. Yes, I find you attractive. Extremely so, although I admit you're the first non-human I've really noticed in that way. Do I feel unsafe around you? No. I even entrust the safety of my child to you when they're in school. That's not fair. To be rubbing your fingers against me like that. When I can feel you getting harder against my ass. You're making it hard to think. Logically, that is. It does feel good. It feels amazing. I just don't want either of us to regret this in the morning. Fair enough. I don't want to regret this in the morning. Lucky for you that you don't have any reservations about this. Just going to cut right to the chase, huh? Oh, because you're tired and you want to go right back to sleep. Then, man, what are you even Oh, it's so thick. Oh, don't judge me. Listen, no, you don't get to start things and then talk shit, okay? Just roll with it. You swear that this does not leave this room, right? Oh, yes. Clearly, you have proven yourself to be such a trustworthy creature. All curled up against my back. So seemingly innocuous. I should have known better than to fall victim to the... Oh no, there's only one bed trope. Whatever shall we do? Honestly, with hair like this, it's a warning sign. Damn it. You can't expect me to just lay back and not give you some shit about this, okay? Okay. Oh, fuck, it feels so good though. Oh, no. Definitely not complaining. A repeat performance. Why, Mr. Wolf, are you trying to come on to me? Oh, and now he's got jokes. Trying to come into me. Oh no, it's totally fine. Oh, I have been infertile and unbreedable for years, so please, do your worst. Oh, and don't you dare spare me the knot that I've heard oh so much about from your kind. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I can feel it swelling. Oh. Mm. Oh, God. Oh. This was certainly not how I expected this evening to finish off. Oh, and you're still not finished either. Just hold on to me. Just like that. Wrap your arm around me. Oh, that big hand of yours is getting dangerously close to my throat, wouldn't you say, Mr. Wolf? Oh, I can still feel it spurting inside. Good God, how many times are you going to come? Oh, you can give it a little squeeze. Oh, it just keeps going. Oh. Oh. Oh my. Know that that was certainly an experience. Oh. Oh, really now? Is that how it's going to be? Well, just to be on the safe side, rather than rushing things and having you pull out preemptively, I guess we're just going to be stuck together. No, no, no complaints from me in the slightest. However, on that note, Mr. Wolf, we really should be getting back to sleep. You know the kids are going to be up bright and early at the crack of dawn from the alarms we set for them. And we have a whole other day of activities before we get on the bus and head back home. So, on that note, Mr. Wolf, sweet dreams. I know mine certainly will be.